Most brands are in a fight they designed themselves to lose. They found a category that already existed, studied whoever was winning in it, built something slightly better or slightly cheaper or slightly more thoughtfully packaged, and jumped in. They are working hard. They are spending real money. They are losing ground every quarter to whoever has the bigger budget or the lower price point, and they genuinely cannot figure out why nothing is compounding. The strategy is not working because competing in a category someone else created is almost always the wrong game. Full stop. Category creation is the strategic practice of building a new market space that did not previously exist, then positioning your brand to own it rather than fighting for share in a category someone else already defined. It is the difference between being the only option and being the best option among many. The first position is unassailable. The second is exhausting and expensive and never fully secure. Stop competing. Start creating. Here is the number that should reframe everything you think you know about brand strategy. Category creators capture 74% of incremental market cap growth and 53% of revenue growth in their markets. The brands fighting over the remaining 26% and 47% are every other competitor in that space combined. Apple took 91% of smartphone profits in 2014. Uber was valued at $51 billion versus Lyft's $2 billion in 2015. These are not close races. These are annihilations. The category creator does not edge out the competition. It renders the competition irrelevant. What category creation actually looks like? This has nothing to do with being a tech company or having venture capital. Cirque du Soleil did not build a better circus. It built something that was everything a circus was not. No tents, no tigers, no ringmasters, and in doing so created an entirely new category of entertainment with no direct competitors. Theragun did not enter the massage device market. It created the percussive therapy category and now owns it so completely that every competitor is essentially selling a knockoff Theragun. Peloton did not build a better stationary bike. It created connected fitness as a category and watched every gym, every bike manufacturer, and every fitness brand scramble to respond to a game it had already won before they even arrived. The pattern is always the same. Someone looks at an existing category, identifies the compromises every brand in it is forcing customers to accept, refuses to accept those same compromises, and builds something that makes the old category feel like a lesser version of what was always possible. Amazon did not build a better bookstore. It obliterated the compromises of the bookstore category entirely. Salesforce did not build better CRM software. It made CRM accessible to companies that could never afford the on-premise enterprise version, and in doing so, created the entire software as a service category. Every brand that followed them into those spaces has been playing catch-up ever since. The question nobody is asking. The question your brand should be sitting with is not, how do we compete better in our category? It is, what compromises is our category forcing on customers that we could refuse to make? That is the opening. That is where every new category lives. It is always hiding in the gap between what the market currently offers and what customers actually need but have never been given. Most brands never ask this because it is deeply uncomfortable. It means admitting the category you have built your strategy around might be the wrong one entirely. It means being willing to say something specific enough and strange enough that it cannot be easily copied by whoever has more resources and more history in the space. It means the kind of strategic courage that most boardrooms are not built for, because boardrooms are optimized for defensibility and category creation, is by definition indefensible at the moment you do it. You are building something that does not exist yet. You cannot benchmark it. You cannot point to a competitor and say, we will do what they did, but better. You have to invent the comparison from scratch. Here is a distinction worth making, though. Being inspired by another brand is not the problem. Every great brand has studied what came before it. Inspiration is how ideas travel. Mimicry is something else entirely. Mimicry is copying the surface of what worked for someone else without ever understanding the strategic idea underneath it. It is reverse engineering the aesthetic without asking why that aesthetic existed in the first place. Inspired brands use what they studied as a launching pad. Mimicking brands use it as a finish line. One builds a category, the other disappears into one. You do not need $1 billion to do this. Category creation is not reserved for founders with a mandate to disrupt and a war chest to match. Theragun was a founder with chronic pain who could not find a device that actually worked. Peloton was a frustrated cyclist who kept missing spin class. GoPro was a surfer who wanted to film himself riding a wave. None of them started with a category design strategy. They started with a real problem the existing market had failed to solve, and they built the thing the category did not yet know it needed. That is the whole formula, and it is simpler than most brands want to believe. Find the problem the category is ignoring. Build the thing that solves it completely. Name the new space you are in so clearly that everyone who comes after you is forced to describe themselves in relation to you. Name the game before someone else does. Tesla created the category for consumer electric vehicles. Airbnb built the category for peer-to-peer lodging. Slack introduced the category for chat-based workplace communications. All of them held market presence and share of voice even as their categories became crowded because they were the ones who named the game. Everyone else is just playing it. Your brand does not have to be a technology company. It does not have to be a startup. It does not have to raise money or move fast or break things. It has to be willing to look honestly at the category it is in, identify what that category is getting fundamentally wrong, and build something that makes the old way feel insufficient by comparison. If you are tired of competing for scraps in a category that was never designed for you to win, let's build something they have to respond to instead. From yours truly, Josh Pears. Thanks for listening. Find more about me at joshpears.com.